This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hi there. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us. We're on each week at this time where we try to look at the news and put it in perspective with some common sense solutions to what we need to be doing in the future. And boy, do we need that common sense now. We'll certainly talk about the election. Good show today. We're starting out. We'll have in the next segment, Colleen Rowley. She's the FBI agent who kept protesting. Look, 9/11 is going to happen. There's some terrible things going to happen. Nobody listened to her. And she was very disgruntled in terms of how efficient the FBI was. She'll be on the show. Former special FBI agent Colleen Rowley. Following that, Sarah Granger is a hacker expert. Can the Russians hack our elections? Can anybody else hack our elections? We'll talk to Sarah about that. And finally, Kevin Merlo is a security expert. You know, there's a wave of information. CBS News reported that a potential terrorist attack would take place the day before the election. That's tomorrow. Any truth in that? We'll talk to a security expert and see. So we've really got a great show today. And I'm glad you're joining us. You can find out all about my show, my guests, read my weekly columns, have some fun on my website. My name is Jim Brown. The website is simply jimbrownusa.com. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. Well, are you ready for the countdown? We're on the clock. We're on the countdown as we speak. It's winding down. It's getting a little closer. Here's what it is. It's only 1,465 days until the next presidential election. We've written off this one. Whoever you're for, whatever happens, what a blowout, what a dry, hard, terrible thing to carry on in this election cycle where we've had so many ups and downs and so many people. I got a posted a joke on my Facebook page to where there is a shower as part of the voting machine. You got the voting machine. You can take a hot shower after to wash away all the scum you feel in terms of whoever the candidate is for. It's just been a hold-your-nose election. And by the way, I've talked about this last week. You can get these special nose clips, red, white, and blue nose clips that go on your nose when you go into the ballot to vote to put on your note to show your disgruntlement for the entire election. All right, what do you think is going to happen? And look, nobody knows. You get down to this stage of the election, there's some sense of direction, there is movement, but nobody knows for sure. I was a statewide elected official in my home state of Louisiana, ran 8 statewide elections, and I'd have a little sense of it, but there were always upsets and always surprises at the end, particularly when you're dealing with so many states and so many factors of who's going to turn out and vote. The voting right now shows a very close election, maybe Clinton a point or two ahead, but that all goes out the window when you look at who's actually going to go to the polls and actually vote. Now, what are the bettors saying? The money right now out of Las Vegas and really the biggest betting sites in the world come out of Ireland, where they bet on anything over there. And the bettors are saying it is really tightened up. 2 weeks ago, before all this email controversy burst forward, Hillary Clinton had a 450 chance to win. If you bet to win a dollar, rather say let's to win $100 on Hillary Clinton, you had to put up $450. She looked like a cinch to win the election. That's tightened up dramatically. Right now, if you want to win $100 and you want to bet on Hillary Clinton, you got to put up $125. If you want to win a, if you want to bet on Donald Trump, you put up $100, you can win $125 back. You see, there's that spread that still shows Clinton. The bettors are saying the money is slightly ahead. Now that's just the betting line, and again, it comes down to turnout. Look at the front page of the New York Times here Sunday. I read it earlier today. The lead story shows Hispanics surge to polls as race enters last days. There's been a very dramatic increase in the Hispanic population. The president has been campaigning nonstop, particularly to urge Hispanics to go out and vote. And Trump's been very negative on, not on Hispanics. It's not fair to do that, but perception is reality, folks. If someone feels that way, then that to them is the real thing. And when Trump talks about this wall going up, then you think indicative with the wall, well, that's anti-Hispanic. It's really not. He's just saying that foreigners or of any denomination ought to play by the rules and come in legally. But Hispanics, by and large, have been upset with Trump's comments, and they are surging to the polls right now. There's a big uptick in terms of the number of Hispanics voting, and as a consequence, that gives a nudge to Donald Trump. There's no doubt, I'm sorry, to Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt about that. And so, the other thing I think is interesting is that Clinton is playing this angle. If she wins, and I'm not sure she is this, and I would tell you, quite frank up, I'm not holding anything back here in the show. I think it still could go either way. But if Clinton wins, one thing is that she has reached out beyond the old white guy, like me. I'm an old white guy. And white men pretty much like the status quo. Maybe they don't like what's happening to them today. Maybe it's a question of the blue-collar worker in Ohio who's lost his job on the plant, or the coal miner in Pennsylvania. They've lost their job, and they hear Trump talking about all the jobs moving overseas. You know, it's really not the overseas folks or illegal immigrants that are taking jobs. You know what's taking the jobs? It's the computer chip. It's that little chip in the computer that makes many jobs obsolete anymore. But the fact remains that if you're 50 years old, you had a pretty good middle-class income, you got your kids through school, and you had a decent car to drive, and, you know, life was going pretty good for you, it has in many instances been disrupted. It's been disrupted for a lot of people. And so they blame it on those in office, and that's given Trump a good momentum. The way that the Democrats have dealt with that issue is that they tried to broaden the coalition where they're encouraging many more Hispanics to come to the fore and vote, where they're bringing the women's issues so much in the forefront. You know, in the latter days of the campaign, instead of Clinton talking about the positives, usually you try to end up on a positive note. You might have been negative going on in your advertising week after week. But in the final week of the campaign, you want to kind of bring all your voters home and give an uplifting message about America. Clinton's not doing that, and she's not doing that because she knows she's in trouble. And what she's doing is pounding home the fact that Trump, in the eyes of the Clinton campaign, and many people, have not been nearly as responsive to women, have actually, you know, the nasty woman content in some of the videos we've seen, Donald Trump's comments about women. And Clinton has played that day after day in the final. So she's not stayed positive. She's gone negative because she knows she's behind. And quite frankly, she knows there's a coalition out there where she can make it work. And so I just put that in perspective for you to tell you as we come down to this cantankerous election coming very, very close. Few other things to put in perspective. Can you take a selfie? There's, you know, 18 states don't allow you to take a selfie. Ask the, when you go vote on Tuesday, if you've not already voted, and about a third of the voters have already voted, but if you've not voted, ask the person, the poll worker, can you take a selfie? I think it's a great idea. You go there in front of your ballot, you take a selfie, and you send it out on your Facebook page to all your friends and relatives to show I voted. I think it reinforces the whole focus to get out and vote. And I like the idea of taking the selfie. I'm going to take one in my home state of Louisiana. It's not illegal to take a selfie. And so if it's not illegal, go ahead and take one and put it out there and let people know, hey, I voted. I see nothing wrong with that. I was the elections chief elections officer in my home state of Louisiana for 8 years, ran the elections. And if we had selfies then, I'd have encouraged people to do that kind of thing. Nothing wrong with the selfie. Hey, we got a full agenda, so much to talk about. Again, you can check out all our schedule. Have some fun on my website. It's simply www.jimbrownusa.com. Election time, coming right down to the wire. As I said before, we got about 1,565 days until the next presidential election. Aren't you excited? Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll come right back to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, a lot of viewers of the political scene think that things have gone downhill since the death of John Kennedy. I checked my Facebook page this morning. I put up the fact that I was going to talk about this election. And one of the readers on my Facebook page wrote, Jim, the America we know died November 22nd, 1963, and is not coming back. That's the date that John Kennedy was killed. And that's the first election I really zeroed in on as far as election night watching. I remember Eisenhower beating Stevenson in 1956. But in 1960, this was the first major televised election. You recall the debates between Richard Nixon, then vice president, and John Kennedy, this new bright young senator. And although most people think on the debates, they had three debates, that Nixon won the debates if you listen to it on the radio. On television, you saw Nixon sweating, didn't have much makeup. Kennedy looked like the great American guy, big American war hero. And he won the election, but it was just a nail-biting night, and it could be this way Tuesday night, too. Back in 1960, I mean, you didn't know right till the bitter end, and there were the same charges of vote buying, particularly in Chicago, and should the election be contested, and it went right down to the very end, and I remember, I think David Brinkley was the newscaster back then, like at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening, they were reporting on NBC News. I've got a quote right here. Senator Kennedy was elected president of the United States, the NBC Victory Desk said, because California had gone to Kennedy. Well, California and its 32 electoral votes did not. They went to Nixon. So there's all this uncertainty and the controversy going back and forth all night long. And then very early in the morning, Nixon, who was very bitter about it, some people think he should have contested the election because of the vote-buying allegations. He came to the microphone and said, if Kennedy should be declared the winner, he will have my wholehearted support and yours too. Nixon said to the hundreds of people there at his rally. And it looked like things came together, and Nixon was very gracious in that regard. You know, Nixon has a reputation of being Tricky Dick and all the controversy over Watergate, and people don't have a high opinion of him. But at the time, it looked like a class act of uniting the country together. And then Kennedy was killed, and it seems like we have had acrimony ever since, and there's going to be no uniting, no matter who wins this election on Tuesday. And I say Tuesday, it's probably going to be Wednesday. I guess if I would guess, it'll be in the wee hours of the morning, Wednesday morning, before the actual winner is going to be pegged. You've got to count all these absentee ballots and going from one time zone to the other. The polls close at 8 o'clock in most locations, but 8 o'clock in New York means that's they wait till 10 o'clock to even let the polls close on the East Coast, rather on the West Coast. Then it takes some time for the electoral machines to be counted. It'll be a little slower this time, too, because of all the allegations of voter hacking. A number of seconds, and I know about this, as I said earlier in the show, I was the chief elections officer of the Secretary of State here in my home state of Louisiana for 8 years, ran a number of major elections, presidential elections, oversaw two presidential elections. And in that instance, we had paper ballots back at that time in most instances, or these old-time voting machines. But because of the allegations of hacking the voting machines, I think elections officials are going to be much more cautious this time around. Be very careful in terms of not rushing the results, and they want to be sure there's no electronic transfer that goes over the internet. You'll have a lot of these voting machines that are electronic, but they don't use the internet, and then you've got to get those transferred down to the clerk of clerk's office. You're going to have in a number of areas where, you see, in my home state of Louisiana, the state pretty much runs elections, but in most states, it's the county. The county commissioner runs the elections. So if you're going to get election results, what often happens is that the Associated Press, these various news services, will have officials in all the various, they'll have representatives in the various election precincts to see what the official count is. But to get the real official count, the person in some small community will have to drive that information to the courthouse, who then takes it to the to get it some way non-electronically because of all the concerns of the computer, the internet. Maybe they call up and give the telephone results like we did 40 years ago, or they will, you know how we used to do it? Once the commissioner shut down the polls, the chief commissioner got in his or her car, drove it to the courthouse, and then the clerk would put that information together, and they wouldn't even start opening machines and counting the official tally for two more days. Well, it's not going to be any much slow along that line, but it is going to be slower as elections officials try to not have any taint that anybody can hack into the elections. And we're going to talk about that with a guest here at the top of the very next hour. So in any event, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty into the wee hours of the morning. There's a lot of talk now about the length of this campaign. I mean, I can't even remember when this election cycle started. Donald Trump was this TV personality who didn't have a prayer of getting elected, just running to kind of hype his TV ratings, right? It was going to be a Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio, maybe Ted Cruz, Kasich, someone like that was going to emerge as the Republican nominee. Well, of course, and it went on for months and months. But what we don't see is what happens in the year or two before this. Before the primaries started, you had these candidates that wanted to be president networking with fundraisers and traveling to the key states of New Hampshire and Iowa to build up coalitions because of those early primary dates. And I think there's the feeling among most Americans that the campaign cycle is just way too long. Just goes and goes and goes. And with all of the length of the campaign, it also builds up so much animosity. I can go back, I mentioned with Ike and Stevenson back in 1956. Back then I was 16 years old. My dad was for Eisenhower, and my mother was for Stevenson. And we had family debates around the table, but it was just all in good educational fun. And after it was over, we joked about who won and who lost and went on about our business. That doesn't happen today. Grudges will be held, and the cantankerous view of either candidate is going to carry on into Congress. And if Hillary Clinton, as let's assume, gets elected on Tuesday, on Wednesday they're going to start more investigations, call for her impeachment. Donald Trump will get a huge negative out of the Democrats in Congress, whoever wins the election. That's not how it should be. I mean, participating in democracy ought to be simpler, more civil, and maybe I'm one of those old white guys wanting to go back to earlier years when things were a lot simpler. But it seems like the election cycle goes on way too long. And I'm not sure how you control that. You see, what's happened, Congress has given the go-ahead for unlimited campaign contributions, and to get those contributions, you've got to start years in advance. So the parties are going to have to find a way to limit the length of the campaigns. They go on way, way too long. In England, the Prime Minister announces election 1 week, and a month later they have the elections, and that happens all over. In France, the election campaign is about a month. In Mexico, about 90 days. We go on for years, and it just doesn't pass the smell test because of the money, the controversy, the allegations of corruption. We got to find a way to cut this election process down. Hey, we're going to talk with Colleen Rowley about the FBI getting involved in the election process right after this message. Freshen up your coffee and come on back. We'll make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the
finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
As we wind down to Election Day, there's been a major turn of events where this email scandal involving Hillary Clinton came up, and a huge controversy over the propriety of the director of the FBI injecting himself into the election. He says he's merely informing Congress by letter, but there's never been an instance that most people can remember where the FBI took any public posture of an investigation. And I want to get a little more handle on this. We've had a guest on our show before, Colleen Ryan. Colleen, if you recall, was a special agent in the Minneapolis office of the FBI and identified some of the folks involving the 9/11 terrorist attack, and nobody paid too much attention to her, and she could have, and so it's unfortunate they didn't listen to her, but she's been a good observer of the FBI, what it can and can't do. We've got her on the show with us right now. Hey, Colleen, good to talk to you again.
Yes, thanks, Jim. Can I quick interject a slight clarification?
Sure, please.
I was, I was not the investigating agent on this Moussaoui case, which was, he was one of the terrorists connected to the 9/11 plot, later convicted here in Minnesota. I was not the investigator. What I did was 8.5 months after, I exposed the cover-up that had ensued by the Bush-Cheney administration. Obviously, they had completely different agendas than going after the real perpetrators, so they were really covering up a lot. And I ended up testifying to three different congressional committee inquiries and the inspector general. So I was a whistleblower on the cover-up aspect. And that got, kind of gets confused. We had agents, by the way, who were so astute in August of 2001 that they, on the phone, when they were arguing with headquarters, one of them said, "This is a guy. Don't you know this is a guy who could fly into the World Trade Center?" And he said this in August 2001. Our other agent, the main investigator, when he testified to in the actual trial of Moussaoui, it's one of the only ways that the people, the Americans, even know about Al-Qaeda is because of this one case. And he testified that FBI headquarters was, quote-unquote, criminally negligent. So now that just leads us right into the FBI. But that was, it wasn't everybody in the FBI, but it was the group that blocked this investigation, and our own agent testified, it wasn't me, that they were criminally negligent.
I got you. Well, as I say, you put it in great perspective, and it's something that lessons should have been learned from, and maybe they were and maybe they weren't. But tell us about this current investigation. Colleen, I have written, and we've discussed in this show before, that the FBI is an investigating agency. It gathers up information. It doesn't run off and leak. It doesn't hold press conferences. It merely investigates and gives over to the Justice Department, to prosecutors, to make the decision. In this instance, James Comey, the director of the FBI, has been fairly public in the information he's released and caused a great deal of controversy. The allegations are that he's infused himself, whether he wanted to or not, into this current election by bringing up this whole email issue again. Well, what's your thoughts on what happened?
Well, absolutely, in any normal case. Here's the problem is the power dynamic. Public corruption, and especially even low levels like city council, but when it goes up to even higher levels like Watergate, and, of course, many of the there's other things other than Watergate, that's the one people know. When you get high levels of public corruption, those are things that affect much, the whole entire country, even the structure, the constitutional structure and democracy. If one of the branches gets too powerful or out of sync or, doing things like the founding fathers thought of as a king, what a king would do, and they tried to, they tried to build the checks and balances in. But when you get the high-level public corruption, it is a different case. In a normal case, privacy of anyone being investigated out there, of any individual, and it doesn't even matter if they're the head of a bank or a Ponzi scheme, typically that's the area where legitimate secrecy needs to occur. I'm an anti-secrecy. I'm for government transparency. But there is a legitimate need for temporary secrecy in cases where a powerful FBI agency is investigating individuals for possible criminal wrongdoing. And if the FBI never acquires or accumulates enough evidence to charge somebody, that needs to remain secret. The only time that ends is if when the individual dies. And then under freedom of information, as you know, with famous people, that they get you find out, oh, my gosh, the FBI was looking at this person, but it's after their death. So we've come up with a very careful balance for secrecy. Now, in this particular case with Comey, which he's got both sides painting him as, either saint or villain, depending on what their version of this is. And I think none of this is true. The extreme painting of him as someone who wanted to influence motivated as a partisan Republican, that's what Harry Reid is saying, and other Democrats are painting him as a partisan. Yes, he was an assistant attorney general appointed by Bush, But also, he has this very mixed record. If you go back 20, 30 years, he not only investigated Whitewater, but he was in, he exonerated Bill Clinton during the pardon of Mark Rich. And he appointed, if you go back to the, during the Bush administration, he stood up to the Bush administration in that famous hospital. Ashcroft was, you know, very ill, and the Bush administration, after 9/11, had instituted a form. You know, this is hard for people to even swallow right now, but after 9/11, John Yoo and others in the Office of Legal Counsel, essentially following orders, had had created a form of martial law through what they their theory of the imperial war presidency powers. So their theory is that in a time of war, the president gets to override the Constitution, which would be the freedom of press, freedom of speech, the right against unreasonable search and seizure. That's how they made legalized warrantless monitoring. They said in a time of war, the president can monitor Americans. Also, the Fifth Amendment right against coercive interrogations and even torture, which is the Eighth Amendment. So what they did is they created this, and for four or five years, no one even knew that they had done it. These were all secret memos. Comey, of course, as Assistant Attorney General. And the new legal counsels that came in after John Yoo left looked at these memos and went, oh, wow. And they actually then did stand up to it. They, four or five of them, threatened to resign, including Comey. So,
But Colleen, I want to bring you, stay on this current because we don't have a whole lot of time, but I guess my point is, you know, if there's a law on the books and I'm a Democrat, it was written by a Republican, or either way, I just say, well, I don't like who wrote the law, so I'm just going to ignore it. I got to obey the law. And if there's rules and regulations in place, that says that, or you've got regulations within the FBI that says you don't make these statements public, then, whatever his motivations were, but, you know, Comey make going public right before an election. I just, you know, I just see, you know, you talked about the fact that there's been, attorney general after attorney general, Michael McCaskey, Eric Holder, 100 different prosecutors all saying that, look, do your investigation, but keep your mouth shut. Don't go public with the whole thing. And that's the thing that I think we're concerned about. Colleen, I got to take a quick break, and I want to get your take on this because I respect your opinion, and I think you can put it in perspective. I'm talking with Colleen Raleigh. She is a former FBI agent in the Minneapolis office, very involved in the 9/11 investigation, and I think she has a good perspective on what the FBI should or should not do. And I'll come back with Colleen right after this message. I'm trying to get the lady to write a book. You know, I got a publishing company. Colleen would write a bestseller if I get her to write a book. We'll come back and talk about that too. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee and I'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, you think you know what's going to happen in the election, and another shoe drops. Who knows what will happen today or tomorrow? The shoe that dropped last week was the fact that there was a huge controversy caused by the head of the FBI who made public a letter to Congress. Someone made public his letter talking about the Clinton email scandal, going to continue his investigation. And I'm just trying to look at the propriety of an FBI agent or the head director releasing information when it's merely investigatory. Colleen Rowley is my guest. She is a well-known former FBI agent, a whistleblower, who talked about some of the cover-ups that took place after 9/11. Colleen, I'm trying to get back on Comey. I mean, just what if he made a mistake, I could see that. But he didn't say he made a mistake. He felt like he should inform Congress. Well, I guess what concerns me is you've got an investigation going on. Until you complete your investigation, is it in the public interest to make something like this public? And you said, well, maybe not in a smaller investigation. Do you think because of the national election there was a more of an obligation on Comey to say something?
Well, let me just give you some other examples. There is a hierarchy of law. There is something called conflicts of law. This always occurs with whistleblowers, for instance. You know, someone will say, well, Edward Snowden and Manning and all, you know, all, and John Kiriakou, who talked about torture, they committed a crime. They went public with information, okay? So that's always out there. And yes, it's true. John Kiriakou telling the news in, I think it was 2009 or something that the CIA had tortured. Normally, yes, it would not. It would be improper to leak something. But when you have a hierarchy thing with, for instance, a danger to public safety, even in 9/11, the agent should have gone public with that in some ways, because think about it, 3,000 people, you're going to let 3,000 people die following some secrecy rule. And by the way, government secrecy, a lot of it is not actually law. There's a hierarchy that the government itself is not supposed to be able to classify anything as secret in order merely to cover up another illegality. So, or to even to prevent embarrassment, to be honest. And that always happens because that's how power works. And so you have to understand that this Hatch Act, which is designed a 60-day quote-unquote policy, is way down at the bottom. Yes, it would normally be the case. No one would ever go out before an election and give information that would influence or that could even have an impact. But when you get a situation, and let me just give you another example. You're great at critical thinking, so it's wonderful to see different perspectives and different examples here. But back in 2004, for instance, the New York Times learned, some of their best reporters, James Risen and Lickwell, learned that Bush and Cheney were illegally monitoring Americans, warrantlessly monitoring. I mean, learned that a few months before the re-election. This is exactly what I was telling you about. They learned about this whole, you know, illegal, highly unconstitutional scheme that had taken place after 9/11. And their editor, Keller, pressured them, and more than pressured them, ordered them that the story could not be published before the election. And by the way, it wasn't just the New York editor. It was actually Bush and Cheney who were then pressuring the New York Times editor that they couldn't publish this story. So when that story finally could not no longer be squelched after Bush and Cheney were safely elected, like a year later, then the New York Times published the story, and the Democrats were outraged and appalled that information had been kept secret, because they said certainly if the public had learned that they were committing these terrible crimes, they would not have been reelected in 2004. Now, the right. Same Democrats, the exact same Democrats who were appalled and outraged are now pointing to a 60-day policy rule and saying that this information has to be kept secret. We've got to have principles that pertain, and you did a great job when you talked about the partisanship as we were coming on, because in a fever pitch partisanship situation that we are now, you are absolutely right. People are not able to think clearly because their loyalties and their party loyalties really sway their minds. I've been making this statement. Actually, people click like on Facebook, but I said partisanship kills brain cells faster than grain alcohol. And I think that's the case. And you've got to really look at the principle involved, like the Founding Fathers did, and say, you know, our Constitution, by the way, if we go to that hierarchy of law, the Constitution has to be, and this is, of course, the basis. But what happens in government is people put their loyalty to a person, as happened, you know, Condi Rice blurted this out once after the Bush had, she'd gone back to becoming a professor, a student kind of cornered her in a hallway and was questioning her about having ordered torture, which she was the one, it was Condi Rice who ordered the CIA to start torturing. And so the student was questioning her, and she blurted out, saying, yes, the president orders it, it's not illegal. And that's exactly what Nixon thought. It's exactly what some of the underlings in the Ashcroft inquiry, excuse me, Gonzalez, when Gonzalez was being questioned about some of his scandalous things. And they said, well, you know, if the administration tells us it's not illegal, then that's what it is. And that's not the case. We have to go with the principle which Constitution trumps. In this case, I don't think, for starters, there's not going to be any more leaks until after the leaks, quote-unquote. Some of the information coming out in the news are not leaks. What this is just partisanship on the part of, people, different people giving stories, and they really aren't even leaks. There will be probably nothing more coming out. Trump, I don't think it's going to even sway the election. I think the polls are pretty clear now that Hillary Clinton is going to win. Now, the more interesting thing is, if there is an ongoing investigation, and this is stuff we don't know, there's no way that the public can know this. It's a $64 million question. Actually, right. Is there evidence of not only improper use of the server, or did people lie about that, but even more importantly than that, is there any evidence of a pay-to-play scheme? There's been talk about whether there even is an investigation of the Clinton Foundation's having accepted these millions of dollars from different foreign governments and lobbyists in order to get access. No one even knows if that's even an investigation. But if it is, the question is now, if Hillary Clinton is president, will she try to fire Comey? I mean, that's a lot more interesting, and of course, none of us know how this is going to play out. But I would suggest we need to buckle our seatbelts for a bumpy road ahead and possibly even a constitutional crisis because we're at that stage.
I think you're right, Colleen. I think it's anybody that thinks that this election is going to be over and assuming Clinton wins, who leads a little bit right now, she's just going to go off and it'll be she'll have a honeymoon for a year are sadly mistaken. There's going to be a lot of controversy and possibly a controversial, rather a constitutional crisis. I sure hope that doesn't happen, but I think you're right on. Hey, you going to write that book for me or not one day? When are you going to write the book about your interesting life and all the information you've got from the FBI?
Yeah, the problem is you never get leisure. You never get any luxury of time because, like I said, I think the more important thing rather than writing any kind of memoir, unless you're 95 years old or something, is that the current events are so important that citizens need to be engaged. We just can't be, like, following the leader. That's actually the theme of your show, which is critical thinking. And I would encourage everyone out there, vote fine, no matter how you vote, but pay attention. Pay attention and exercise. Voting isn't our only responsibility. As difficult as it is, we have to watch the news. We have to know the agendas of different reporters in order to accurately evaluate what we're being told. And then, you know, we might even have to protest. We might have to go visit our senator or congressperson. We might have to even do more than just vote. And I think that's where you see countries getting back on track. It's usually never because of a quote-unquote leader. It's because of a mass, it's because of the citizenry. And I think that's what I'd like to encourage people to do is be active, responsible citizens.
Well, you've made a good case, and I, Colleen, as always, we enjoy talking to you. Former FBI agent Colleen Rowley telling us all to go vote. I agree. Colleen, have a great weekend. We'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Interesting lady. She says there's two sides of the story of the FBI. I hope it doesn't affect the election one way or the other. We need to get on and get this election over. It's going to be a crapshoot. It's going to be a big Tuesday night. Hope you're going to be watching it. I will be, and we'll have plenty to talk about next week here in the Common Sense Show. Hey, going to take a pause right now for the news. We'll come on back and talk about hacking right after the top of the hour. www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Yeah. From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.